Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Thank you. I'd like to first open the show. My condolences to the four Marines and their family and everyone else in the Chattanooga tragedy yesterday.
Again.
Of course, our recruiting workplace offices violence. Are gun-free zones. They're not calling it workplace violence,
no,
are they?
Well, when it gets to the White House, it'll probably be workplace violence.
My condolences, again, we're lambs to the slaughter, because you saw the sign right on the door of the recruiting center. It's a gun-free zone.
Gun-free zone with bullet holes through it.
Our military is not allowed to carry guns and ammo.
Yet they were warned in an internal memo that things like this were going to happen. But yet, we can arm them on the battlefield, but we put them into a cage.
Yep.
And disarm them in civilians.
Our condolences to everyone, and I don't know when we're going to adopt the Israeli mindset, but I've been saying it for years. All of our military should be armed all the time, but we'll see what happens.
I heard a comment made today by an idiot on a New York talk station that if we give the military back their guns, the suicide rate will climb again in the military.
Because they have no other access to, some way of killing themselves.
Of course, it's just firearms.
All right, let's go to positive things. A lot of people know one of our long-term employees and lead tactical instructor, Sergeant Bill Fearon from the New Jersey State Police, is battling brain cancer right now. And he has three young children, and he has very positive spirits, and he's going through chemo and radiation and everything. And we've had an outpouring of people who want to help, and we have two of those in the studio today. We have Thomas Viso and Rick Landell from Fundraising Wrestling.
Gentlemen,
how are you guys?
Hey, thanks for having us.
Doing great, thanks.
You're very welcome. Do you want to give us a little bit of a rundown of what you're planning to do?
Sure.
So graciously?
Sure. We our company focuses solely on fundraisers, worthy causes, community charity events. So August 29th, we're doing a show for actually a local volunteer firefighter and Bill.
Okay.
The firefighter is actually battling stage 3 esophageal cancer.
Ugh, okay.
It's a great event, family friendly, a lot of big characters, mask guys, bring the kids out.
We don't have to wrestle them, do we?
You don't have to wrestle him. Not if you want to.
I don't know. More than welcome. He's looking lean and mean these days.
Get Anthony in the ring.
I started boxing, boxing now. Yes, so that's my new thing.
So the natural transitions, you're just getting into wrestling.
I'll be like lucha libre. I'll be wearing a mask, the nacho libre.
There you go.
So tickets are here now. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $10.
Wow, a whopping
$10. That's it.
And we have them here at the front desk at the Woodland Park Range. And we're also going to have two ticket sales events. What days are they?
That's going to be July 25th and Saturday, August 1st. We're going to have the guys here. We're going to bring down the championship belts so you can come take pictures.
Bring your kids down.
Absolutely.
They're going to be here from 10 to 2, July 25th and August 1st at the Woodland Park Range. Now, where's the event held?
It's going to be in Lodi, New Jersey at the Boys and Girls Club. We have a great working relationship with them. And what we do is we ask, even if you can't attend the event, we ask that you donate a ticket, $10.
That's great.
And we give it to the kids. The kids could come to the event.
Oh, that's great. Put me down for 20 tickets to start.
Great.
Okay, I'm in for 20.
Oh, thanks.
You're welcome. I'm going to be there that night. I think it should be a lot of fun. What
Absolutely.
Night is it?
It's Saturday, August 29th.
Oh, this will be a lot
show
of fun.
Show starts at 7. It's about a two-hour show, so... everybody has their Saturday night still. If they want to come down, they could go out afterwards. One of our sponsors is Blackjack Mulligan's Public House, which is down the road. We go there for a nice after party. If you're 21 and over, food, drinks, you could come and meet the wrestlers and hang out.
If you bring your ticket stub, they're doing giveaways and stuff like that. It's just a great time. That's after the event
Mulligan's.
At Black Mulligan's.
Now, you guys have a website, obviously. It's fundraiserwrestling.com.
Absolutely.
Can you buy tickets there,
tickets
too?
Tickets are available through the website.
Oh, good.
You can
good.
Get us on Facebook as well.
Yep.
At, Fundraiser Wrestling.
Yep. Fundraiser Wrestling on
Fundraiser
Facebook.
Wrestling on Facebook. So, again, this is Thomas Viso and Rick Landell, who, out of the blue, they just contacted us and said they wanted to do this for Bill, which I think is really,
well,
really great.
Rick is actually a member here.
Yeah, I am a member here.
Oh, yeah, I've seen you here. I knew he looked familiar.
And our good friend Richie. Richie with the long beard.
Oh, yeah, Richie Rotten.
Richie Rotten.
Richie Rotten.
Yes. Hey, Richie Rotten.
He's going to be on the show.
Oh, good,
so
good.
We got two members who are going to be on the show.
Wrestling?
And, yep. Yeah, we're actually a tag team.
You guys are a tag team?
Yeah, we'll be on the show.
Oh, maybe I'll watch this. Maybe I'll be in one.
Maybe you'll be in it. Absolutely.
We'll get you a couple of singlets, throw
you
in there.
Do you want to be on it?
Can I wrestle? Around? I'm from Newark. Can I wrestle, Sandy?
Can I wrestle?
Absolutely.
That doesn't sound like it would be
Sandy,
some Newark
phrase. You have to wear that Borat-type banana hammock.
But, you know, like we say, even if you can't come to the show, donate a ticket or two. It's $10.
Go online, fundraiserwrestling.com, and buy 4 or 5 tickets to show your support. Or come in Saturday, July 25th or Saturday, August 1st, 10 to 2. See the guys, see the belts. We're going to try to get Bill Fioron down here both of those days as well. Or just come in and front lobby and buy some of the tickets. Jimmy has the tickets. The ladies in the reception area in the front have the tickets. I'm going to be there. It'll be a good time. So we'll have fun. I've never done this before. I've taken my stepkids many years ago to professional wrestling, right. Like WWE or you know. But I've never been to one of these local venues, and I think it'll be really cool.
Yeah. At one point, I always try to make, especially with our company and what we do, and you know who we're doing it for. You know, even if you're not a wrestling fan, this is an event. And it's fun. It's got characters.
Yeah, it's a
great
night out. Yeah,
I guarantee. Last event we did, we had over 300 people. I'd say probably 50 of those people walked up to me and said, "When's the next show?" I'm not even a fan of wrestling, but we had such a good time, and my kids had such a good time.
Yeah. We have musical acts at intermission.
So how long have you guys been doing this?
Between us, we've been wrestling about 30 years. We started this company about a year ago. Just to give back to the community. You know, both of us, this isn't our main primary source of income. We both, you know, are working guys.
I don't think you can make money like this.
No, but we have fun. But we
yeah.
have fun, and it helps us give back to the community and to, you know, people in need, and that's, you know, what we do it for.
So if anybody's interested, it's fundraiserwrestling.com, or you can come down here and buy the tickets. It's going to be Saturday, August 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. I'm definitely going to be there. I might even jump in the ring. You never know. I might do like a Lou Albano thing. I'm going to grow a goatee and put rubber bands around it. And these guys are going to be here. They're volunteering their time and everything. July 25th and August 1st, they're both Saturdays from 10 to 2. Bill will probably be here. We could do a meet and greet, and these guys are going to be selling the tickets. They're a whopping $10 a piece. Here's a great idea. You can, if two people are going, buy 4 tickets and donate 2 tickets back, like we did with the Girl Scout cookies for the troops. I bought 50 boxes and donated them to our troops overseas. So,
absolutely.
You know, you don't have to attend, but maybe buy double the amount of tickets. I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, sure, because there's always a kid who could use them.
Oh, absolutely. And as Tom was saying, you know, We have a working relationship with the Boys and Girls Club.
Oh,
so
great.
Not just of Lodi, but also of Hackensack. Right. So any kids that can't go, they're going to get a bus together and bring them to have a good time.
Oh, wow, that's great.
If you need a donation for a bus for the kids, let me know. I'll pay for that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay?
Appreciate
it. You're very welcome.
That's right. Really a great idea.
Yeah. Just write the bill to Sandy Berardi.
You got it.
Okay?
done.
I love it. But, yeah, I think this is going to be a great thing. And it's Bill Fioron, and who else? You said it was another?
It's Adam Benny.
Adam Benny?
Yeah, so he's a volunteer firefighter.
Other people are listening for him, too.
Exactly.
Stage 3 esophageal cancer?
Esophageal cancer, yep.
Wow.
So he just went through radiation and chemo, and now he's having surgery at the beginning of August.
And we're hoping he can be there.
Yeah. We don't know if he's going
to be there.
Also with Bill.
Yeah. So it's for two really amazing guys who, you know, give back to the community.
Sure.
So, you know, it's at $10 doesn't seem like, you know, it's too far.
$10
for a
cheap 2 hour show.
Where are you getting
that, right?
Come on.
1965.
I mean,
exactly.
It's a 2 hour show. Go and have fun. have some laughs. Right. I need a cape.
We'll get you a cape.
I need a cape.
We can provide you with anything.
To go with your scepter and your axe.
I need a cape, a scepter, and an axe. There you go.
Yeah, everybody's still wondering who Dr. X is on the show.
Yeah.
We may have found him here.
I'm Dr. X.
That'll be good.
I'll be Dr. X.
We'll get you a big lab coat with a scepter.
How many matches usually?
6 matches. Like I said, we keep it to 6 matches, 3 before intermission, 3 after. And then intermission, there's music. All the wrestlers come out. You meet and greet. You could get their autographs.
This is great for the kids.
Oh, yeah. It's a lot of fun.
And me.
The last event we had, these kids, they hit the ring.
Yeah, they stormed the ring.
Yeah, we had to get security to go and, you know, keep them back. Keep them, but they hit the ring after our match. They hit the ring. They wanted autographs. It was great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
This is a pisser. I'm really, really looking forward
to it. It's a lot of fun. And like we said, it's for a good cause. So that's, you know, that's our whole goal.
Cool. Really great idea. Cool. I mean, yeah. What prompted this in your, did you think of this?
I used to run a wrestling company and I stopped, you know, because there's no money in it. But, you know, together we said, you know, why don't we do something 4 times a year for worthy causes that, yeah. You know, we're helping people out and having fun ourselves. So
yeah, I mean, we've had such a great time in our wrestling careers that it was like maybe we'll do something different and give back.
It's time to give back.
Yeah. Yeah. We've taken a lot from wrestling. It's time to give back a little bit.
That's really pretty cool, and to give back to the community like you guys are.
Yeah, the last show we did was for the Lodi Little League, and we raised a bunch of money for them. Like we said, we had about 300 people there, and you know that's what we're looking to do for worthy causes.
And this it's going to be a pretty good time, also.
I'm in.
It's a lot of fun.
I'm in. Again, guys, I'm going to repeat it one more time. It's Saturday, August 29th, 7 to 9 p.m. Tickets are on sale at the Woodland Park Range or at fundraiserwrestling.com, and they'll be here Saturday, July 25th and Saturday, August 1st, 10 to 2. Sandy, anything else want to add?
No, that's pretty much it. Just Come buy some tickets.
Rick,
and buy them for other people.
Rick, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
We appreciate it, man.
It's our pleasure. Thank
you. Guys,
you.
Be safe.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, well, we're coming right back. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against the state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
Becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
So this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic, WALDORFCHIRO, Waldorf Chiropractic, located in Bridgewater, New Jersey. Dr. Eric Strong, Second Amendment supporter and chiropractor. A practitioner. He wrote his own book, Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Support those who support us. If you or anyone you know lives within a 30-mile radius of Bridgewater, New Jersey, check out the doc. If not, refer friends and family or just tell them hi. So before we introduce our guests, I want to tell you about the trend I started, Sandy. Last Sunday, I go into Starbucks next to Willowbrook Mall.
Yes.
And I order a Trente 30-ounce green tea lemonade, and the girl says name, and I say pro-gun. 2 words. So she says, excuse me? I said pro-gun. So So she writes pro-gun on my cup.
That's great.
And another girl makes it and looks at it twice. And then I wait in the wings of the store. And a girl makes my iced tea. And she goes, Trent Day green tea lemonade for pro-gun. So I don't answer. And she goes, who's pro-gun? I go, I'm pro-gun. And I walk over and got my iced tea. You should have saw the friggin' looks I got.
That's great.
So if anybody else wants to give it a try.
Like, did you have your... regalia?
Of course. I was wearing Gun for Hire stuff. If anybody else wants to try it, just tell them your name is Pro Gun.
I'm going to have Sandy do it.
And then, who's Pro Gun? I'm Pro Gun. All right? I'm going to do this in the city.
No, so, we have to do this together, but like in a clandestine manner. And then we both, I'm Pro Gun. No, I'm Pro Gun.
It went over really well. So,
how wonderful.
I posted it on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and I'm getting feedback of people who were doing it already.
That's great.
So,
I mean, isn't that great? We can do all different ones.
All right,
you know?
So listen, there's a million of you out there right now. So everybody do this. We want to, and then report back to us because I'm going to do this right away.
So, this is wonderful. Pro-gun. Anyway, Pro-gun. We got to break their chops. So we have two guests. Jules celebrated his 65th birthday, helping us recall Sweeney.
Yes, he did.
And Alexander Rubian is here. No more picketing outside Sweeney's
more.
House.
No more free speech.
No
How
more.
Fast we can pass an ordinance when it's for the Senate president.
Exactly.
But when it's against the First Amendment of the Constitution, we can pass it quickly as long as it doesn't...
Get a 4-foot fence approved for your house and see how long that takes.
It's insane. I mean, it's not funny, though. It really is.
No,
I mean,
it really is sad.
This is sad.
It's sad. It's a very, very, very sad thing because when the Senate president wants something, he gets it done immediately. But still, to this day, if you're if your life is in danger, if you're a victim of any sort of violent act, you still have no way of getting a concealed carry permit.
You know, all you do is harp on this shit.
Yeah.
Can't you get another tune?
Why
are you complaining about all this?
Here's my tune. We're doing phenomenal. we've gathered more signatures than we anticipated in our first round out.
A lot more.
Sideways Rain and those numbers in Sideways Rain was amazing.
Exactly. And we're doing it again tomorrow on Saturday. We're going to be doing this every week until we get it done.
There's going to be some weekend days.
We're going to do weekdays. Yeah, we're going to put out a schedule in a couple days doing, you know, maybe one day, Wednesdays, Tuesday, Thursdays, alternating. So different people that have different types of jobs can go on specific days. And we're kicking butt. I mean, this is really an important time that everyone has to jump forward and actually make this happen. This isn't going to fail because of lack of administrative work or us not doing the proper procedures. This is not going to happen because people are not going to step up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when you guys have to come forward and make this a reality.
Right.
And this is a war. Like, this is a war against our rights. You know, look how quickly they banned first.
look at the second volley back from them.
Yeah.
They ban you from doing what you just did because it was effective.
It's a de facto ban on the First Amendment.
Wow.
And, listen.
Welcome to Jersey.
Welcome to Jersey. This is absolute corruption. I just had another member send me some information that the town attorney for West Deptford, Sweeney's town, is a major contributor to his campaign fund and came up all as an individual as well as his business. So, like, this is like cronyism.
Do we know what his business is?
Well,
so we make sure never to go there and patronize his business?
A lawyer.
He's a lawyer. It's a law firm. So his law firm donates, and then he donates as an individual, as an attorney.
And I bet you he's getting a lot of town business, too, isn't he?
That's probably why he's the town attorney.
Yeah.
Now, what I find interesting about the law that they passed is you're not allowed to protest within 100 feet of the subject's house.
Yeah.
So that means you need to congregate in front of some poor bastard who has nothing to do with Sweeney's.
Well, I think it's any residential home. But the ACLU actually jumped up and they're stepping up. Their lawyers contacted me. They're researching this. And it's actually really sad because there's this case law that actually supports
what they passed in West Deptford.
Really?
Yeah. Frisbee versus something. It was, you know, from the late 80s, I think it was. They sent me the case law that the Supreme Court of the United States actually said that they can censor picketing. So whoever did this actually...
Well, this isn't exactly picketing. I mean...
It's just...
The heat is on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This shows that he's doing... Alexander and the organization, everybody's doing a good job.
Right.
Yeah. Well, this is the whole... Yeah, now they're responding.
When you get kicked back, then you know something's happening. Yeah.
So... Now, I don't understand what would be the difference from what we did opposed to not having signs and wearing T-shirts and just walking up and down in front of his house.
Hey, listen, you can walk up and down a street. Is there a law or an ordinance against a bunch of people wearing T-shirts and walking up and down?
Up the street? Yeah. I don't know.
Playing maybe some basketball?
Let's test this out.
Yeah.
And they said that no more of groups of 10 people. So, Sandy, you bring your 9 friends. I'll bring my 9 friends. You know, we're different groups.
That's right, 2 different groups.
Yeah.
And we're group 1, group 2. And
once the recall effort is done with, we're going to have a ball exploiting all the loopholes in this ridiculous ordinance. And let's see what they're going to come forward and pass then.
Right. There's really not a lot. And this guy is, well, at least he's taking notice right now. Before he was laughing, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was laughing. He wanted us to bring it on. We brought it on. How he's crying a little baby.
He said he invited it. He said, bring it on. You brought it on, and now he doesn't care for it.
You can't handle the heat.
And now, I mean, we've always said this. If they go after our Second Amendment, they're going to go after our First Amendment. And this is a perfect example
of that.
And they did.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
they
absolutely.
Did.
They did.
They did.
They did. This is not, it's not rhetoric. It's not a little slogan we make up.
Exactly.
It is fact.
Now,
it's reality.
Maybe we could, after the recall effort's done, maybe we could pick each politician ranked by seniority and go pick it in front of their house so each town can change an ordinance.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We could
get
all
think?
This noise. Could
yeah, we, stay on.
Could you maybe pick it in front of my house to get Loretta the guy next door to turn his
What about a
down?
Giant 50-foot mobile billboard?
Or a big rat?
Or a big rat.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so 2 people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have 3 times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have 2 smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with 1 or 2 kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom.
Thank you.
with the news, events, and political shenanigans impacting your freedom, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, MontvilleOffice.com. Ron Sousa has 38 furnished private offices, telephone answering, email receiving, forwarding, meeting rooms, and the ability to hold seminars, parties, and events for up to 70 people. Visit MontvilleOffice.com. Another strong supporter of our cause was down there for the first recall event, writes checks, does whatever we need to do to get it done. MontvilleOffice.com. All right, guys, you're back. So, again, I give you a lot of credit, Alexander. You got a big set of stones for everything you've been doing, and all of us guys in the background helping and volunteering. And what else do you need people to do, and what's the best way to contact, and et cetera, et cetera?
It's alex@recallsweeney.com. We need more volunteers. We need more donations. We need people to come forward. Whatever you can help with. You know, like, we're doing phenomenal as we stand already, but we need more.
Don't need an hour. Just 1 hour.
An hour. I mean... Look how much we're learning. I mean, even the first time around, people coming back saying, oh, I was so nervous, I was so scared to do this, and I actually enjoy doing it now. You know, this is how we're going to change New Jersey. And I mean, forget about change. This is how we're going to restore New Jersey, because this is what the opposition does.
The opposition changed it. Yes.
Yeah, they changed it. Sweeney was up in Bergen County, you know, pushing for Tedesco to be the county committee chair for the Democrats, you know, knocking out the Republican. There's no boundaries when it comes to these tyrants. Yeah. You know, they go everywhere. Right. So to say, you know, people are, well, I'm not from Sweeney's district. Why does it matter? Because he's willing to go to your district and, you know, force
his ilk.
Yeah.
It is not just Sweeney. We have to make this clear too. It is not just Sweeney. Sweeney is he's the loggerhead of all this. And the reason we're going after him is because he's the Senate president. He was the one who flip-flopped on everything that he said he was going to do, that he promised. Logic and reason when it came to firearms law in the state of New Jersey, until he got all the money he wanted to from the NRA and the NRA members, and then he flip-flopped it once he won re-election.
Exactly.
So that's why we are picking Sweeney. But Sweeney is really just an avatar for the rest of these lunatics like Loretta Weinberg and every single one of them. We've talked to so many of the assembly people and senators in the state, and I'll never forget that comment. Remember Ant up at the state gun club where Allison McCose, who said you could fit all of the pro-gun legislators
in a Mini Cooper.
In a Mini Cooper.
She was on our show. Yeah.
I mean, forget about pro-gun. I mean, because there's similarities. If you're anti-gun, if you're anti-Second Amendment, you're probably going to be against all the other rights. And look what the testimonies, even in the newspaper that they're putting.
Anti-constitutionalists anti-constitutionalists.
They're anti-American, period.
Yeah.
You know, like everything that these people are telling me sounds like what my grandfather would tell me about Cuba prior to, you know, Fidel Castro and how he rose to power.
Wait, there's better really no example? Right, it's supposed to be we the people and the elected officials work for us. Mm-hmm. The number one answer that the people getting the signatures got was, I would like to sign it, but I'm afraid to put my name on the list.
I mean, an 85-year-old veteran.
To speak out.
Yeah. This man fought the Nazis, and he's scared to sign a piece of paper in America.
He's more afraid of Sweeney than he is of the Nazis.
Yeah, if that's not a good enough reason, and I would love to find this man, we're going to try to put an effort to maybe, you know, reach out to him and hear more of his stories, but it just blows my mind. This man was attacking and fighting against the Nazis, and he's back home, 85 years old, trying to enjoy his life, and he's scared of his own government. I mean, that is corruption. I mean, that's insane. That's insane what's going on. And that's not just him. It was hundreds of people.
Sounds like North Korea or Iran.
That's exactly what it is. And if you say anything you don't want, the government doesn't like, look what they did. They banned the First Amendment in the town of West Deptford. And if you don't think that his minions, you know, his puppets throughout the rest of the state will do the same, imagine what he's going to do when he's governor.
Oh, I guarantee if you went to Teaneck and you did the same thing, Loretta Weinberg would have the Teaneck laws.
Exactly.
They would have every law in Bergen County.
Well, we're
going to
test that after we get our efforts.
I mean, they're lucky that we have they're lucky that we have this recall thing, because we would be having a field day with this if I had the time to really push the envelope with this new ordinance that they banning free speech. So, guys, recallsweeney.com. Just sign up on our newsletters. whatever days you can commit, just let me know. I live down there now. You know, if it's not a day on the calendar, I don't care. We'll take that Wednesday and we'll go. 2, 3, 5 people, get some of your friends involved, and we'll knock on doors and we'll get another, you know, 500,000, 2,000, 3,000 signatures and, you know, make this a reality. You know, we can celebrate the end of this year knowing that Sweeney is not going to be in power anymore.
And that the ball is rolling.
Exactly.
We have put the legislature on notice. We've taken the people who have elected themselves kings and queens in New Jersey and put them on notice that if you don't listen to us, you're our representatives. If you don't listen to us and represent us,
exactly,
we'll get rid of you. Yeah. We'll put somebody in there who does.
And the faster the listeners hear this and they get up and they do something about it and engage and participate in the process, the faster we'll get Sweeney out. You know, that's the reality of it. We have to have each and every person get off the couch, whatever it is, get off Facebook, you know, because ranting and crying on Facebook is not going to change, you know, right, the makeup of what's
correct
happened.
You're absolutely right.
You know, just come out and let's make this a reality. And, you know, I always say the journey of 10,000 miles begins with one step. You know, inch by inch.
The one who said that?
No, not me. Someone else.
But we can use Facebook to proselytize.
I understand that. But there's people there that just like keep up commandos. Well,
and the armchair activists like Anthony.
It just annoys me that how many messages I get. Where's the online petition? Where do I sign?
Right.
You know, we've gone from.
Where's the online petition?
No, but
where do I click?
Where do I click? You know, and.
Hey, thanks for that.
We went from being the most amazing country in the world and in history.
Right.
To now, you know, becoming clicktivists, you know, where they just click something on a website and they think they're participating.
It sounds like some sort of a sexually transmitted disease.
Listen, the difference between this and that World War II vet that fought for our country to protect our rights is the difference is that we're not being shot at.
Right.
If, you know, a war is war.
You're right.
You never know.
It's coming soon to a neighborhood near you.
Shots fired.
But that's the point. Is like, we have it easy, you know. Like, we know maybe 100 years ago, we would have tarred and feathered Sweeney. You know, he would have been dragged out of his house. Think about this as well. America was built on protesting anywhere people wanted. You know, to say that our founding fathers didn't protest homes.
This is why we fought the king.
You know, like imagine.
Hello.
What would our founding fathers turn around and say if the king said.
They weren't afraid of Sweeney?
Right.
Come on.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Protest at the palace, not at my home, you know.
Our founding fathers would be shooting by now. We know.
Exactly. We have it easy. We're asking people 4 to 8 hours, you know,
Have semi-automatics.
Yeah.
Right.
Just contribute a couple hours a week. Just come out. Do this. Let's make this a reality. Like I said before, you know, we can make this a sprint or we can make this a marathon. The faster people get up and they engage in the process and help out, the faster we'll get Sweeney out of office.
And I'm in favor of both. I'm in favor of sprinting toward this and then making it a marathon for every single one of them.
Exactly.
So they're hiding in their little hovels.
Alexander, give us Facebook website and email address, and then Jules, you can give us it.
Go to Facebook, type in Recall Sweeney. There's a Recall Sweeney page there. There's recallsweeney.com. It's Alex at Recall Sweeney, spelled SWEENEY.com. Email me with any questions, you know, stay in touch. Sign up on the website, which is also very important to get all the updates. Because sometimes we'll have a notice that we need to send out and people need to be somewhere in a couple hours or they need to know where the new location is.
You know, this is a great thing what Jules said, too. I'm going to let you talk in a second, Jules. When you go to somebody's house and you ask them for a signature and they don't want their name on a list, remind them that this isn't North Korea. This is still the United States of America.
Right.
So, Jules, what were you going to say?
Well, I'd like to get this done quickly because the next agenda on my agenda, the next item is amending the Constitution using Article 5. And we have to tighten up this Constitution.
Even though we have probably one of the most educated audiences in the country, remind everybody what Article 5 is.
Well, Article 5 gives the power to amend the Constitution to the state legislatures, not Congress. And being that it's Congress who's out of control and the executive branch and the judiciary, these are all federal positions. The power, the Constitution originally gave limited power, limited the federal government's power.
The whole purpose of that document was to say, you can't do these things.
Unless
we
say
you can. Here are your limited powers.
Correct.
And then when you need more power, you come ask us and we'll tell you whether we'll grant that power to you.
Exactly right.
It somehow, in the past couple of hundred years, has flipped itself on its ass.
It started with Teddy Roosevelt.
As if there was a hidden
meeting. It started with Teddy Roosevelt.
As if there was hidden meetings in the Constitution. I love how they try to decipher it.
So we're gonna bring more information to you, but it's called, if you want to get a little head start, conventionofstates.com. You can get some information, and we're gonna bring this movement to you as soon as we get Sweeney's ass out.
Yeah. Priority number one, Sweeney, and then you'll see how fast all the other
ones. Recallsweeney.com. On top of that, we talked about it last week, but the New Jersey Safe Second Amendment conference is going to be October 3rd. In what county college, Sandy?
Gloucester County,
October 3rd. Alexander and NJ2AS are going to have a booth there. Gunfire is going to have a booth. RTSP has a booth. I don't know who else has signed up for it yet, but this is the first conference of its kind in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Second Amendment conference.
In a state
October
where we
3rd,
are
Saturday, October
we're
3rd.
Really still not able to have gun shows.
Correct.
No ban.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day, and perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
I need coma. There's water here. And this segment is brought to you by Philly Gun Training, PhillyGunTraining.com. Jose Morales is in Philadelphia, New Jersey. He teaches mace classes, all the NRA classes, and he will show you how to fill out all of your Philly paperwork for purchasing and carry permits. Sandy, where is he?
933 Spring Garden Street in Philadelphia.
Listen, just
right across the way from the police headquarters that issues this stuff.
It's a very velvety voice you have.
Yes.
Very velvety.
It's a good velvet.
Nice. Let's just recap the wrestling event. Fundraiserwrestling.com for Bill Fearon. It's going to be August 29th from 7 to 9 p.m. in Lodi. Tickets will be available at the reception desk at the range from now on, as well as they're going to have a sale July 25th and August 1st from 10 to 2, both on Saturday. We have two guests in the studio again now. We're moving people around.
Badges and guns now.
Yes, we have Lieutenant John Uzzolino, who's one of our Gun for Hire lead instructors here.
Welcome, Uzz.
Hello.
And we have John Masato. So we have two Johns in the room today. And John is one of our sheepdog warriors who's taken every class.
Pretty much.
At Gun for Hire. We're also fellow cigar smokers, too. So say hi, John.
What's up, Ant? You're looking very svelte today.
Thank you. I'm down at 215 from 382.
That's it.
Thank you.
What's up, Boos?
What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
So you guys, the reason we have John on today is John called Uzz up because he had a situation and he used some of his elite sheepdog training skills from Gun for Hire's urban classes. So tell us what happened, and then you and Uzz, I want to dissect it.
Well, it was funny. I live in a very affluent town. I won't say the town I'm in, but nice town. I live a block and a half away from the police station. And 2 o'clock in the morning, someone decided to break into my van.
Very nice.
And, my wife heard it, and she got up and yelled to me, "Someone's in your van." And I jumped up and, yelled out to the guy. And he stood there, didn't move. He didn't look at me until I yelled, "I'm armed, and I'm coming down to talk to you." And got down there, and it was all that happened very quickly. And went outside and did the perimeter and back to the house, and police came.
Was the van in the driveway?
Van was in the driveway. Van is right up against the basement door to my house. So him, so who knows? He could have gotten in. You know what was going on, but went out, did the sweep, came back in, and the police were right there, and other towns had responded, but what I. You know, 2 hours had passed. You know, now it's 4 o'clock in the morning, and of course, you know, I'm jacked. You know, it's all this has happened.
Yeah, of course, you're jacked.
You know, and they say like time slows down to catch up. You know,
time dilation.
Right. Yes. So I'm thinking about what just happened, and I called John the next day. I said, "Ooh, you know, this is what happened. It's just funny. You know, everything that we've gone over all these years now." Kicked in.
I lived it. Yeah.
You know, right. and he started laughing. He goes, "Well, what happened?" You know, and you know, from getting through the doorway, get out of silhouette, and going to safe ground, and don't turn your back, and always work your way back to the ground, and gun control, and light control, and all these things that we've been training all these years now, happened, and it wasn't just okay, grab my gun and run outside after somebody. You know, and I just thought it was kind of cool that it was, you know. It came into play, and it goes to show you can't just have a gun and stick it in your drawer.
And what's cool is it came into play without you thinking about
it. Well, and that's what I said to John too. I said, you know, what we're always taught is you attack the threat. The minute there's a threat, you don't hesitate. You're on that because that threat's not expecting you to come after them.
Right.
They're always expecting to have the high, you know,
higher ground,
upper hand, and
technically they do, right, John?
Right.
They're initiating it, so technically they have it. They have the higher ground.
Exactly.
Anyway.
That's why when John first yelled out to him, he's like, "Yeah, whatever." He knows he has time for us to respond. He's going to see what he could grab for him before he runs.
You know, amazing, isn't it? They know.
It's like it's not their first rodeo.
No,
it's not at all.
You know, they've
not
done this a lot, you know, and this is what they do for a living. And
just the reaction time to get down there, attack the three. You know, my family was there was someone on my property that you know, and you know, people said, "Yo, well, it's only your van. It's just your stuff." When did it be a? How does it okay to touch my shit? Like, when did this happen?
Exactly.
You know, like in the old days.
I love that. When did it become okay to touch my shit?
Like, I'm going to have to get to that shirt. Don't touch my shit.
You know, but it used to be, you know, you did something like that. You got shot.
Right.
Or you got, it was bad. Now
in a free part of the country,
like
that
Florida
shit still
or
happens.
Texas, you Florida could shoot Texas, him, you know.
You just could have shot him in the head.
The main thing, what I had said to John was, I made the conscious decision as a civilian to pull my weapon.
Right.
You know, and once I made that decision to pull that weapon, you know, everything, you know, we always say you train for 90% of stuff and the other 10% you figure the fuck out, right? That's what we said. But, you know, but just, you know, looking back, you know, I'm like, oh my God, what did I just do? I just ran out there,
right.
and I, you know, did everything we were taught to do, and I, you know, I made mistakes. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I realized, you
but
know,
you compressed later on, and you reflected on it, and you thought about it,
you know, and you know, you know, maybe my gun wasn't as close as I wanted it to be. Maybe my flashlight isn't as good as I needed to be. And I talked to John about that, and I said, now you know. You tweak this stuff now, you know?
Right? But and the good part about it is, you had a training segment, right? And you had a test in a real life situation, which you can't replace.
You can't
say, "All right, we're going to have a drill,"
and
you'll never pick that stuff up ever.
No, absolutely not. And the funny thing is, we were talking about, you know, people that buy the guns and they stick them in their drawer. Okay, I have a gun now. I'm good.
Right.
You know what? You're going to get shot with your own gun.
Yes.
That's what's going to happen.
Correct.
You need. You know, if you're going to take that responsibility to own a firearm, and you need to have the responsibility to learn how to use
now,
it the right way.
Now, let's discuss some stuff here. Your wife heard it, not you. So she woke up.
She was up.
What was he trying to do, break into the
van?
He
was already in my van. And the funny
which
thing
is
was,
all your tools because well, you're self-employed.
You know, self-employed. And the funny thing was, she turned to me. She goes, "You always lock your van. What happened?" I said, "Well, I had gotten home. My son was in the driveway and his friends are over. And I closed. And the one time my van wasn't locked."
Well, he was walking down the street checking doors.
It turns out, we had found out later on there had been an alert in our town that this had been going on. And so that's why the cops got there so quick. And responding, other towns got there very, very quickly, within a matter, literally minutes. I mean, a couple minutes, they were there. But I had already been outside, around the property, back into the house, went through the house to make sure he didn't, you know, maybe sneak in or push his way in or something like that.
Right, because you're so close.
And by that time, you know, they had gotten there. But and they were and they were, because they've been looking for this guy for a while now, because, you know, I said they work in teams and they drop some off in the town and they go someplace else. Wow. And the thing, but, you know, it starts with the cars and then it goes to the houses.
Of
and,
course.
You know, it just, it doesn't stop, you know, and it's.
So she woke you up. And now you up. Had to, you had to shake off that sleep.
Shake off that.
The adrenaline pump came in, but you mechanically went right to your gun and your flashlight.
Right to the gun, right to the flashlight. You know, into the you know, the safety stool position.
What'd you do with the wife and kids?
Wife, kid was upstairs sleeping. Didn't know what was going on.
Okay.
Wife stayed in the house, called the police. You know, okay. And I went out and I confronted the threat. You know, and
did
and
she remain on the phone with 911?
I believe she did. Yeah, and then I got down and I was out on the driveway, and you know, he had. Of course, when he heard I had a gun, I think that's what finally said, okay, I'm out of here. But he didn't.
So
for some reason, he didn't want to sit and talk. I don't know why. But
you're outside the house now, and you're armed. You have a firearm. Armed, the police are coming.
Police are coming.
Talk to us about.
Once I had cleared the driveway, I backed my way back into the house, cleared the house, made sure we were good. You know, went back out, still armed. You know, once I saw the cops start showing up, I went back and put the gun back inside. And, you know, they did their thing and, you know, pulled up in three different directions. And they ended up getting the sheriff's dog in to sniff. Maybe they could sniff the guy out. And they took some fingerprints. But, you know, obviously nothing, you know, it's yeah. tough. You know, they have a tough job. You guys got a tough job, Jan.
It's tough, yeah.
Right?
It's not like TV where we're yeah. solid.
It's not, you know. Yeah. It's not, you know.
I'll get a partial print and 10 people come up.
doesn't happen in your car, like yeah. in the van right there.
On the computer screen, it
and
floats.
And yeah. the guy's picture, his picture shows up right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not as easy as people think.
But it's not easy. But the thing, you know.
Did they steal anything?
No, I got, you know, thankfully it was, nothing got stolen.
Oh, that's good.
You know, but again, it's just, you know, you don't, until you
yeah,
get put in that position,
yeah.
you know, you
until
don't realize.
Until you get put in a position, you'll never know.
And we can train and we train and we train and we train. Right. And you stress us to death.
Yes.
You know, on this. Mm-hmm. And
but none of that, all of that paid off.
It did pay
all
off.
All in
Absolutely.
A split second.
So right. the main thing is, if you're going to own a firearm, you guys yeah. get out and get training.
Training is not bullshit.
We're not done.
No. Coming back, unfortunately, for everyone listening.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing. Which is important, since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Okay, I want to, real quick, before we get back to John and John here, the Spartan race is September 13th. Sandra has about 30 people. She doesn't have their shirt sizes and information yet, probably because you're not on Facebook. Email Spartan, S-P-A-R-T-A-N, at gunforhire.com. We need your shirt sizes. We have to order your two shirts, and make sure we have all the info, because we're going to be having a couple of meetings. We're going to have a Spartan coach come down and go over some stuff with us and everything before the event September 13th. So Spartan@gunforhire.com. We have the largest team in the state of New Jersey. We got a ton of perks going with it. There's going to be 108 of us having the same heat start time on a Sunday, September 13th.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Now, the reason we have to train in New Jersey, we talk about John Masato here. If he was in Florida or Texas, he could have aimed his .223 AR out the bedroom window and shot that guy in the head, and that's justifiable under right. Stand Your Ground right. and Castle Doctrine. Right. Now, in New Jersey, we just had two brothers that killed a store owner in Irvington, and they pled their crimes down. They got 7 years in jail each.
They pled away the murder.
The
murder, and took the possession of the gun charge.
It's usually the opposite. Yeah. Usually they drop the gun charge under the Graves Act. But they pled away the murder, which should be, I think, life in prison or run through a meat grinder or a sausage making machine, right?
Wood chipper.
That we call that the shitbaggerator here. This happened in 2000. They just sentenced now in 2015. Now, under state sentencing guidelines, federal, you have to serve 85%. This is state on the gun charges. For every good day they do, 2 days get knocked off, excuse me.
Wow.
So they will be out in about 3 years.
Great.
Now, they're also going to have time served. The case has been going on for two years.
Well, the one got the sentence. The other one was released on his own recognizance.
Correct. He was ROR'd, and the other one got sentenced. The other one will be out in about a year, by the way, of that seven-year sentence.
They'll be back in again.
Because it's time served, too, right?
Correct, time served. So you talk about how life is cheap.
It is.
Okay?
Absolutely.
But then on the opposite end, beating a dead horse, Shaneen Allen, 7 years. Brian Aiken, 7 years. Right. Stephon Josie, 7 years.
Right.
And on and on and on and on. Okay.
Right.
The way
right.
it works, because the law-abiding criminals, as Evan Nappins likes to call us, we have nothing to plea down. So commit a murder in New Jersey and get 3 years in prison. That's why John's looking out his window and seeing a shitbag trying to break into his van, because they don't give a shit. Yeah, and that's why the guy didn't run.
Right.
When I was a kid, if I was on your lawn and you yelled out the bedroom window, I'd shit myself and run.
Right.
And I'm a block from the police station.
They don't care.
It doesn't matter.
You want to be safe, move next door to a Dunkin' Donuts. Sorry.
Right. That's true.
Sorry. Yeah.
Forget the police station.
Is that where you are all the time?
Got to eat something.
When I was in Belleville, they used to call it the East Precinct. I swear to God, they used to say, we're heading to the East Precinct. I'm like, there's only one precinct in Melville. Oh, now I know.
Well, maybe now we could go to Starbucks for pro-gun stuff.
Yeah,
there you go. I am pro-gun. So,
and it doesn't matter where you live. I mean, you live a block away from the police station. I live a block away from a state police barracks, and we had a violent home invasion. So it does not matter where you can live in the damn police station, and it's still today, especially in New Jersey.
Well, they have no fear. They do it with impunity until they start getting shot at.
And you know, we've had burglaries too. Houses that align our property twice. We have burglaries.
And you've got a police car parked in your driveway.
It's really no fence. You can see the police car right through the yard.
But think about it.
Don't go in that guy's house. Go in this guy's house.
If you could commit a murder and spend 3 years in jail, what do you give a shit about breaking into somebody's van and stealing their property? What are they going to do to me?
Exactly. And I don't know how you even do your job, because you're putting these shit bags away. The court system is turning them out. Now you're in the diner with your kids, and here's a piece of crap you just put away. Sitting right next to you.
It's happened to you, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, and of course they have their, you know, the background check guns that they're carrying, of course. You know,
of course.
Of course they are.
Yes, they went right to Meltzer's and bought them.
Exactly.
So Ooze, as an instructor here, as a career law enforcement officer, looking at what John did, what tips or whatever would you talk about?
It was great, because when John called me, you know, and afterwards when I talked to you, I thought it would be a great thing to come on a radio show. Because, like, you know, working here behind a counter, too, a lot of people just buy the gun. And they throw it in their side draw, and they have no idea what happens if this something like this occurs. So, you know, going over training, John's one of the guys too that comes over and over again. He just didn't finish the three levels and said, "Okay, I'm done with it." He continually comes every few months just to keep his skills up, and it showed that night. And it's not something that you just got to take for granted.
And I still made mistakes. I still made, you know.
Of course, we're human. We're always going to make some type of mistake. But at least you kept your cool and you went out there and protected your family and property from, you know, what could be. You know, who knows with that? Maybe that guy had a gun.
He could have had a gun. He could have come in the basement door. Yeah. I could easily come into that garage, and he could have been in that garage already. And that would have been a different story. Then he's in my house, and that's the whole. And we've trained for that too. Right. But that's a whole different story. But you know,
what if it was the guys that broke out of jail?
Right.
So they don't care.
They don't care. They don't got nothing to lose.
And now they got your tools in their hand and their weapons at that point.
That's it. But
you know, they make driveway alarms. I used to have one at my last house.
Yeah.
Radio Shack and Amazon sells them. It's actually battery operated. It's a sender and a mirrored receiver. Right. I don't know how your house is laid out, but if anybody pulls into your driveway, and they have timers where it doesn't work during the day because it's busy or whatever. But I find it interesting that your wife was a light sleeper and woke up. And she did the right thing, and she woke you up. Yeah. And luckily, she wasn't screaming and pulling your shirt off.
The funny thing is, she yelled out to him. And my wife's she's a tough woman. You know? And she yelled out to the guy first, which is what woke me up. And again, he didn't move. And then I got up and yelled out to the guy, and again, didn't move. And then until I yelled, "I have a gun. I'm coming down." And then all of a sudden, he decided it was me and not such a good idea.
Yeah,
alerting him that you have a gun and you're coming down is the best thing you could do, because in a confrontation, really, the best thing we could hope for is they break and flee.
That's
to really
well,
be
well,
honest.
We talked about this too. We talked about, you know, it's not about getting into a shootout. It's not getting into a shootout.
Avoiding.
You know, and you do everything you can not to use that gun if you don't have to. And then that's an absolute last resort. And we're taught that.
See, but your house is the shit bag magnet because you have a contractor's van
that's
in
it.
Your driveway.
That's it.
Okay, the guy next door maybe has a Porsche, but what am I going to get? Change out of the cup holder. You have shit that I can sell for bags of heroin.
Absolutely.
That's right, Ooze. Isn't that what it boils down to?
Tools are one of the biggest thing that's stolen. And the pawn shops, they don't care. They just want to get the money in.
Right.
So they'll take those tools and people buy them for a good amount of money. And like you said, they buy heroin. And unfortunately, the heroin in this area is just out of control. It's cheap.
And cheap.
It's dirt cheap. So it's just something. It's a battle we're losing. We can't, you know, we'll take an area, you know. Next day, there's a new person just waiting.
It's like Fallujah these days around here.
Correct, exactly.
You know,
and because they're coming here for a reason. Because if you take a look at the FBI statistics, everywhere concealed carry even becomes constitutional carry. You watch crime drop, especially violent crime and murder rates drop in those areas.
Know, it's funny you say that. If you look at the FBI statistics, you know, the people that are killed by guns as opposed to hammers, screwdrivers, 2x4s, crowbars. As a contractor, I'm a 300% more threat to kill somebody as I am as a gun owner, which makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. You know,
maybe that'll be the next
class crowbar. That's what I say to people. You know, like, oh, well, you're a gun owner. Well, okay, well, I'm also a contractor. Now, according to the FBI, I'm more of a murderer as a contractor than I am as a gun owner, you know?
Yeah, would you like to get shot with a 10-penny nail gun?
Exactly. I have been, by the way.
You need to do emergency drills now at your house with your wife
because
your wife needs to maintain the high ground. She should go up outside your kid's bedroom or in the bedroom and lock the door. You should have a code word to get in there.
Absolutely.
You know, there's a couple other. It's not a bad idea to maybe have a rubber button safe mounted in your kid's room with a gun.
Well, again, all that stuff changes. You know, once you do this, again, you see where you're deficient, and now things are going to get fixed. You know,
John, thank you for coming on, and
I'm glad
everything worked out.
Thank you for having me.
So I got some stuff coming up. John, by the way, Uzzolino here, is the shoot, don't shoot instructor when Evan Knappen's here. We get a lot of accolades for that. The next class is Friday, October 16th for Knappen's Gun Law Seminar and the live shoot, don't shoot scenarios. Friday, October 16th. For John Masato here, Urban Pistol 1, 2, and 3 in July and August. Urban Carbine 1, 2, and 3 July and August. Urban Shotgun August 15th. All of those classes are at a Cedar Grove location again at the Essex County College/Police Academy. We have medical classes, big ones. Wilderness First Aid, 2-day class. CPR and AED August 15th. Quick Clot August 19th. We also have Prepping Level 2 on July 26th. The Wilderness First Aid class, by the way, is August 8th and 9th. It's going to be a really, really good class if you want to get into it. And again, if you're looking for that sea loom, that light that floats in the salt water, the website, BOREELMFG.com, Borel Manufacturing. The product is spelled SEALUME, sea loom, for everybody who is interested in it. I want to thank everybody for being on the show. RecallSweeney.com, please. RecallSweeney.com. Thank you.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music LLC, New York, New York, under license to Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Colandro, John, and John, thank you so much for bringing that story live to us. And the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, recallsweeney.com. Get involved. Get somebody involved. Come also buy some tickets and help out a friend. Okay, Winston, do your thing, baby. See you guys next week. We love you.